My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda move on from her being Agnes. Then Davin wants her to come clean on things she's done in the past. Then Belinda mentions something that drives Joe into a Tourette's-driven fit. So listen and enjoy.
That the mess I've created will affect our fresh relationship, you think?
Yeah.
I really do not know how any of this will play out, to be honest. I have a lot to figure out and make right. I love talking with beautiful Belinda, but I still have uncertainties. It will take time, but so does everything. She goes, let's clear all uncertainty so we can have a lovely relationship. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll just forget about the last 7 months of you lying to me.
It's like playing two-hand touch in the street. Do over!
Yeah!
I go, I think you will tell me more in your own time. I am not going to push it right now. I mean, I know you were asking other men for gifts and money while we were together. I know you were a scammer. I go, I've been doing research. But I know I like talking to whoever this person is. I know there is more to the story, but I am not going anywhere, so in time you will tell me what you wish. Now, what I'm referring to is the phone call that I had with her
right, where
we heard the guy feeding lines. That's what I want her to come clean with that.
Oh, I would really like to hear her explanation of that.
Me too. She goes, I was only asked one person for money because I really needed it, but you were also going through your divorce, so you could not help me.
Hold on. I'm sorry. She only asked one person for money?
Which that guy admitted. Yeah.
The guy on the Facebook page had said to Davin, yeah, she asked me for money.
But it was just one guy she's claiming?
For money, yeah.
That's what she's claiming.
Mm. And one guy admitted to me, one guy who I thought she asked for money, he said that she never asked, and she said she never asked.
So it is being...
weird. And this guy, like, fell for her.
Yeah.
She goes, I could not help me, but if you really want to see beautiful braided Belinda, why don't you visit me here as when you can? She wants me to go to Ghana.
Oh, yeah.
No. You know, maybe one day I'll visit you. Time will tell. I did invite you to holiday with me, you know. I told you, if that comedy thing you mentioned was real, send it to me. I'll pass it to my people, and then I will come and see if they think I should. Remember they told me about this festival?
Yeah.
She goes, I found out the program's already been organized, and all the comedians have already been invited. Let's try out next year.
Jeez, can't even get a gig in Fantasyland.
Can't get a gig in Ghana.
Gig's always off.
Except for the gig that he supposedly went to.
Yeah. So I ask her what the name of it, and I go, I'll pass it on, we'll keep the ball rolling. She tells me the name, and she goes, you can go to YouTube, you'll see videos of it. I go, cool, we'll do. I tell her I like her hair braided. She says, thanks. She goes, really, thanks? I go, don't seem so surprised. Yeah. She goes, yeah, because I also think it's cute.
Okay.
I go, of course you do, because you're full of yourself.
Oh, you, wow. Smack.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm not just a prick to real people.
Yeah, right. That's the way to woo a girl.
Yeah.
Really, Joe? After all we've been through, how much wooing do I have to be? She wants the cock. She goes, hun, my time will be up in 5 minutes. Let's continue when I get home on phone. Okay, babe, I checked out the festival. I tell her to get home safe. I tell her it's all from 2007, all the shit.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. She goes, check this one out. It was last year's. Okay. That's not really important. I go, find me the info for this year. That is why I need to show my agent. She goes, okay. Great. I go, great. You are the bleh. I go, almost said best, but if I did that, your head would swell and you would float away. You're above average.
Wow. Slap, slap, slap. And she's not commenting on any of these smackdowns?
She goes, we'll send you a couple of jokes for your comedy club, though. That's why I need more material.
Great.
So I go, so you think I need help, do you? LOL. Talking to stupid.
Yeah, right.
Shut up, Richard.
I could just see what you're typing with it. Jeez, I get this from stupid.
Ruining my damn vacation.
Yeah.
Papa.
I'm sorry, it's just you probably said that. I'm glad I'm on vacation. Listen to stupid's comments.
Exactly. I know. It's like I'm getting crap on my vacation in Aruba even.
Yeah, it's
great.
Funny.
I go, do you have a picture with you, your husband, and your daughter? Because remember, her husband allegedly died.
Right.
Tells me she has a daughter. She goes, I think I'll have to look for a pic. Don't know where I will find. I go, I would think that would be something you treasured.
Yeah.
At the very least, for your daughter, I mean, that is her dad. She goes, yeah, but don't want to think about the past. It hurts. I go, but doesn't your daughter want to see him? Don't you have to tell her about him? She goes, I don't want to bother her with it. She is too young. She's six, allegedly.
Okay.
I go, doesn't she ask questions? She goes, she does, but I had to say something. I go, so what do you say? He has traveled. Huh?
What?
Yeah, exactly. I go, she does not know her father is deceased? She goes, yeah. I go,
yeah, what?
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Oh, my God.
I go, how old was she when he died? She goes, 1 year. I go, so she thinks her father just left you? More importantly, left her? No, she thinks dad is working overseas.
Which happens a lot.
I go, for 5 years and she never hears from him?
You're better off telling the kid. God, I'm getting sucked into this shit. You're better off telling if it's...
Advice for fake people with Joe.
God damn this story.
Joe's visibly pissed off.
Jesus
Man,
Christ.
He's getting sucked
you gotta tell... God damn it, I don't...
That's awesome.
Fuck. You gotta tell him the father's dead. It's the right thing to do. What am I doing? This is all horseshit.
Well, we actually don't know if it's all horseshit at this point.
All right, let's go. All right, so let's say it's the truth. You gotta tell the kid that dad's dead.
Yeah. And that's the position I'm taking for this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. By the way, I just have to say, Joe, it's like commentary by Tourette's Joe. Shit! Fuck!
Sadly, better than regular Joe.
I'm enjoying Tourette's Joe.
We're on point.
Tourette's Joe, that's funny.
I enjoyed the read that Tourette's Joe gave on the Carrie Edelman show before.
Yeah, I'm gonna do.
She goes...
You got one more in me.
She goes, fortunately. She goes, yeah, you could imagine how it is. I go, why would you do that? You're kidding with me, right? She goes, I'm not joking. Do you think I would do not? I would do not. Life is not easy hiding it from her. I go, I understand. So what do you think? I would see you? I go, in your dreams.
Well, you know, Tom says this bitch has lies all over. She has no honey.
Shocking from a scammer, Tom.
I know.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.